Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yeah, 10306.
And your first and last name?
Drew Coscia, COSCIA.
Do you have an account with us, sir?
I don't think I have an account. I don't think I have an account, but is there a number on this came from, the order came from Flushing, New York?
Could it be under a different name?
No. No, it's not.
And what is it that I could do for you, sir?
No, because there was extra charges on the order that I purchased online. It's from an order online where I was supposed to just pay for the shipping. And now I see, like, extra charges for something else.
And when were you charged?
$99. And one was for $116. I mean, it doesn't matter. Either that or I'm going to cancel with my bank, because that's a... I didn't order anything that was supposed to be like that. I don't know where they came up with those numbers.
Okay, well, I'm not located an account with that zip code or with that name.
Would there be something on the package? Is there a number? Would there be a number on there?
No, sir. Now, I can try using the first 6 and the last 4 digits of the card number that was used. And they should pull the account right up.
Okay, hold on. You want me to give it to you, mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you want the last 4 digits?
The first 6 and the last 4.
Okay, so it's 5147.
That's 5 6.
No, 514759.
And the last 4?
9153.
And could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
It's 7 Alderwood Place, Staten Island, New York, 10304.
Thank you. So I see that you had ordered the Elite Edge Rise and Pump. This is our male enhancement that increases your strength and your stamina.
Right.
Now, this was a 4-day trial with you only paying the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that if you do not call to cancel the account within the 4 days, you will be billed full price for the product. And then it does turn into a monthly subscription where you'll receive some every month. Now,
no, I don't
go ahead and get the account canceled for you, so this will prevent all future charges. And
please,
also, as a courtesy, I will also issue you a 35% refund on those charges. And you should see
no,
that into the account.
I need to have the whole thing charged back, because I'm going to just go to the bank and they're going to take it off.
Well,
I need
that
to
won't
be
necessary to you, sir, because they're going to contact us and we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. And the information that we have on this account, they will only issue you a credit pending the investigation. Then once they see that the charges are valid, we will get this money back.
But this is fraud. This is fraud.
Not,
I,
sir,
look,
because you did agree to our terms and conditions.
Well,
and
I
apologize
that
the information went unnoticed.
I don't want the product. I'll send it back.
With
I don't want
safety guidelines. We cannot accept the products back.
Now,
I can issue you a 50% refund on both of those charges, and you should see them within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, okay. I have to take it. I have no other choice. It's terrible.
And so just give me one moment, and then I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
This is what where the fraud is in this country. It's really bad. I'm still going to take it up. Okay. Poor garbage.
Okay. So that cancellation number is Ciaz and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
85-927. Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, but I don't want anything to do with this company anymore. So you canceled everything?
Correct.
And I will let the Better Business Bureau know about this. Okay. I got the number. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah.